Welcome back to the Make a Happy Home podcast. I'm Dustin, my beautiful, lovely, gorgeous wife.
Sarah.
That's your name.
Yes.
She's with me, and as usual, and we are doing part two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we even said the podcast title of the last one.
I don't think it mattered.
Didn't really matter. No. But we're calling it Make a Happy Home.
Yeah.
Ah, because we've been talking, I think a lot of our conversations previously were very serious about serious topics. And we're not really all that serious, darling.
No, we got to lighten things up.
I know.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, we're going to continue from last time.
And yes!
You're going to say, what are things that make you
what are things
happy
that make
in
happy?
Our home well, life?
I think true happiness comes from contentedness.
Yep.
Number one. Mm-hmm. That's why we kind of had to set the framework of like, you really can't be happy with things around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can bring you moments of joy and happiness. Yep. But, you know, I know plenty of people in my life who have everything. They seemingly have everything, but they're just not happy.
Correct.
And that's, I mean, even in the Bible, like Paul saying things like, I found the secret of happiness. And it's basically that in every situation, I'm content. Mm-hmm. And that comes from something. That
yeah.
comes from a belief in something that's greater than just this world around us. And there are smarter people who can go deeper in that than I will right now. But I think what we hit on the last episode, what we want to hit on this episode, is you can't really be happy when you take things too seriously all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of it is how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like part mm-hmm. of it is if you're always super worried, if you really place too much importance on you, man, every down thing, everything that impacts you in a negative way is going to tear you to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have a sense of humor about yourself. You can't mm-hmm. take yourself lightly. You can't laugh at yourself. If you can't mm-hmm. laugh at yourself, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all there is to it. Because mm-hmm. let me tell you, some funny things are going to happen to you.
It's true. And you know what? It changes the environment
totally.
Of your home. If you're constantly feeling things as weighty, if you're constantly, heavy, if everything's heavy, and it reflects in
right.
how your day goes, how you respond to your spouse, your kids, how they respond to you, because you kind of set the tone. I
mm-hmm.
feel like our happiness in the sense of that contentedness and that that joy and being able to just not take everything so seriously, it really does impact the home environment.
So number one, in mm-hmm. seasons where hard things aren't happening,
yeah,
lighten up.
Yeah, Francis.
Right,
Yeah, you always say lighten up, Francis, to our
that,
kids.
That
you know,
comes from a
they
movie.
Get serious.
It's probably an
I know.
Appropriate movie.
Yeah. Well,
but
anyway, it's out there.
Bill Murray. Lighten up, Francis. As I always tell Zach.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, look, if it's not serious, if it's not heavy, don't make it heavy. Because we, like I said last episode, we have plenty of heavy things. We're not discounting pain. Like we're not discounting seasons of hardship. Like what we're saying is, not everything is hard.
Right.
And we tend to try to make everything hard because it adds value
yeah,
to us. We're like, oh, look how hard this is. But that's why you're not happy half the time
mm-hmm.
is because you're searching for value
mm-hmm.
and you're not just enjoying your life around you. There's so many things to enjoy
mm-hmm.
in life. Like, and by the way, I just have news for everybody that's listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're living right now, but you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's going to come to an end. It's mm-hmm. all the people that ever lived were not any different. We just
mm-hmm.
go through life. Why do you want to live it miserably?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we looking at a society right now
mm-hmm.
where they want to put so much importance on their lives. It's my life. It's my life. But you're living it miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're living it like you're never going to enjoy anything. And the things you say are bringing you joy. They bring you moments of fleeting satisfaction and not real joy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the danger with what the world is leading towards right now.
Right,
everyone wants
happiness.
These things, but all of it is like, nobody's stopping just be like, I'm enjoying this moment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
so,
so true.
We talked a little, we said we were going to go back and forth a little bit on the things that make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least bring us some joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of some of those things. And you were saying toward the end of the episode, we were trying to keep our episode at 20 minutes, and apparently we're just really long-winded, darling. Or I am, of course.
Too much.
I am.
Hey, we talked about that in another episode, talking too much. Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you...
We should take our own advice.
What if we did that, we'd just be silent.
Well, that's true. Let's not do that either.
Nobody, you know, what's the number one rule in bad radio?
That
right there.
No, I
always think about our family, and I go up and down. I'm like somebody who I don't, you know, like, I'm not somebody who's like, hey, I want to go on a trip or I want to do this. Those aren't the things that I like look forward to. Mm-hmm. I'm not always sure what I look forward to. I think we already talked a little bit. Like, I love the spontaneity of joy more than I do. Like, you know, I'm in a band that tours, and so traveling, I used to love to travel, and now travel just feels painful. Mm-hmm. And so those, you know, when you do stuff, it just becomes your new normal. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so some of the things I enjoy, like, I enjoy a good movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the things where I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. I enjoy sitting on my butt with Arden watching an action movie.
Yeah. That's like,
I enjoy connection. Moments of like when our whole family and everybody's laughing and joking around. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the lighthearted stuff mm-hmm. in a home.
Yeah.
That seems like it's fleeting, but it's not. It's like, I enjoy when things don't feel heavy.
Yeah.
Right. So mm-hmm. I try to inject that into our home. Like, mm-hmm. this is not heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, wait for the heavy stuff. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to go anywhere or do you. It doesn't have to be grand for you to find the happy moments. And I think that was like, I agree with that. But I think sometimes for me, when it's like real life and you're just doing stuff all the time, yeah. I will find myself being like, I feel like we connect if we just get out of the house, right? Like, everybody, we don't have everybody in their own world. Everybody, you know, I feel like for me, it's almost like, let's just like remove ourselves from where we are right now in that feel, even if it's outside, like I was saying, like where I think, you are, I was actually thinking about this week, how different we are in that, but it's really beautiful. But I was I really appreciate how you don't feel the need to go somewhere, do something, spend a lot of money to have a grand. I mean, you know, just whatever that you really can make fun right where we are, that you appreciate and are content just yeah. making fun of where fun where
I don't make
making
fun
of making fun where we are. Yeah,
but think about why that. But think about why that is, and I think it mm-hmm. speaks a lot to the big picture of what of what we always try to point to. It's mm-hmm. like, it's not just what you do; it's the why you do everything. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, and think about this for a second, because mm-hmm. this is a huge part of our marriage. Mm-hmm. You've been a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. even when I wasn't in a band, right?
Yeah.
Even
yep.
you were a stay-at-home mom from the moment we had kids. Mm-hmm. We had kids mm-hmm. that could be at school, mm-hmm. and you've spent your life mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. and so like, think about my life, right? Yeah. Like, I am a touring musician,
yeah.
And I spend my life a lot of times
away.
Out there.
That's right. Yeah.
And so it's not even, if you really consider what we're saying, it's not even necessarily just a personality thing.
Correct.
It's also a lifestyle thing.
Yep.
Right. Like, where I come home, I want to be home mm-hmm. because I've been there.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you've been here.
Right.
And
right.
you're, and like I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so the reason I say it like that is because, again, it's not rocket science, uh-huh. but it's not seeing it through emotions. It's not just emotional either. It's not like, oh, we're different people with different personalities. No, it's also different lifestyles. Like mm-hmm. like a dad mm-hmm. who goes to work 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And a mom who's been with the kids 8 hours mm-hmm. a day. Mm-hmm. You have to think about the balance between that mm-hmm. person coming home
yeah.
and a mom saying, I need to get out of here, and a dad saying, I just got here.
Yeah. Yep.
That is part of making a happy home, is
absolutely.
finding this balance and going, I understand where it comes from.
Yeah.
Now how do we make that work?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yep.
And we've made it work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think that there's just a mindfulness of one another, right? Like when you've been on the road a lot, or whether I feel it or not, the first thing I do is not going to be, hey, you just got home, we need to go, you know, like, right. Let's go do this or let's, I mean, I try to be very thoughtful of, like, there has to be time and space. And so then we'll talk about it. Like if there is something that comes up or that we want to do, or we try to work it around when it's not going to be like so weighty on everybody and vice versa. You'll push yourself. I mean, you could be exhausted, but know that like, hey, there's something going on or something we want to do. And it's just like,
but I
even
do
if
that.
You're tired, you'll, you know what I mean? Like, let's just go.
But
like,
I gotta be honest. I want to be honest. I do that sometimes. I push myself sometimes because of how gracious you are all the time. I just want you to know that. And I don't mean to get all sweet on you, although you are staring at me right now. Heart's beating a little faster. Aww. But I think part of that give and take, and I know I do this, because I think naturally I don't even like public. Like, you know, I hate crowds. I hate traffic. I am really introverted. A lot of people that do what we do for a living, we call ourselves professional extroverts.
Yeah.
Because we've learned how to be extroverted. We've learned how to be in crowds. We've learned how, but really internally, most of us are artistic and we'd like kind of, I personally hate being in crowds. I hate being like in busyness. I hate going to cities. I just kind of get a little overwhelmed with it. But because you're so gracious all the time, like I'll be gone for 4 days and we both know, and you were just on a trip with me, you understand, like getting
it's
up
nonstop.
At 3 a.m. it's hard to come home, but there are a lot of times where you're so gracious with it that I'm like, I get it, I need to get up, like I need to do this, I need to be with my family. And it's you know, like scripture is like talking about heaping coals of fire on somebody's head. You don't even do it on purpose. Like, it's just, you're so gracious a lot of times that I internally, I'm like, I need to get up. I need to get moving. I know that she's been here with a 3-year-old and brooding teenagers sometimes. Mm-hmm. But your graciousness many times inspires me to push through fatigue or tiredness or some of that stuff. So I think that's a beautiful symbiotic type of relationship where it's because of this, they kind of causes us to push even farther because of your graciousness, that it kind of causes me to push harder than I normally would. And I think there's a beauty, a beauty in that. And I think there are times when, you know, you're so good at the decor. And we're sitting in a room that you created and designed, and there's wallpaper and there's all this kind of stuff. You find a lot of joy in that. You find a lot of joy. I don't. I enjoy sitting in it when it's done, but I don't enjoy the framework of it and the putting it together and the ideas. I think in a lot of times this symbiotic relationship of like, this is something you love, so I'm going to give to it when I can. And sometimes I don't feel like it, but I know you love it and you've been so gracious to me that it's kind of what love truly is. Right. And it's not about sometimes about it being heavy or light. It's about being loving or not. Right. Like, and I've said, we need to lighten up and tragedies are real and these things are real and we need to not make things that aren't heavy. Let's reserve those things for the heavy. But there's also, I think, a dynamic of a happy home that is really more of a loving home in the sense of your graciousness allows me to push through things that I may not normally do. Hope that times that there's times where I go, okay, I did this. And that's a healthy dynamic. I'll just say it. I think we're sometimes always like trying to do false humility. But I think one of the things we do great sometimes is this recognition of each other, of strengths, weaknesses, and how we look at each other, how we live together. And it's not about like just what I want today. And you do it better than I do. I know you do because I'm tired a lot. And that affects, you know, that affects a lot of things. That makes things feel heavier.
But my perception is the opposite. I feel like you do it better.
That's not true.
It's really true and you know it. But love is at the root, I think, of a truly happy home and of even finding happiness in contentment, right? I think I think real selfless love is at the root of that, of even mm-hmm. being able to be happy, right? To find happiness and to find contentment in that. I think that's a really deep subject there to get into, totally. You know.
But it's the subject, right?
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's not just about lighthearted or joy or making a happy home. It's like you can have so much more joy when you're more aware of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, making this really real and, mm-hmm. and really, I think, appropriate is when I keep saying that not everything's heavy. You know why things get heavy? You know why things are hard? You know why people are emotional? Because we're so focused on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
yeah.
And so this feels heavy for me, or this is difficult for me, or this mm-hmm. is, what about me? Me, 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 me. And while I fully understand the mental health issues, and part of the mental health issues is that we're a society focused on ourselves.
Right.
Like, we are a society that is so obviously catering to me
mm-hmm.
with our social media, I've heard the word narcissist more in the last year than I have in my entire life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is what society has become, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. everything's me. And so when it's me, of course, when something happens to me,
mm-hmm.
it's the only thing that's important.
Right, right.
Right. And that's mm-hmm. if that's what's happening in a home, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, your home's in trouble.
Well, I think we're seeing it culturally in marriages and relationships, that idea has settled into even as believers, right? Like, just, I feel like that in marriages has crept in and really stole what real love looks like,
mm-hmm.
right? And you always used to say this, and I always loved this picture, that that real selfless love isn't the complete denial of just like, oh, I'm nothing, you know, like I just give everything to everyone else. It's not that. But if I am looking out for your best interest, but you are also looking out for mine, then everybody's taken care of.
That's
like
help.
Just that beautiful. And I think it's not a lack of caring for yourself, but I think the self-care where it's only about me and I need this and I need, right? That's a dangerous, especially as believers, that's a dangerous yeah. place to be, because really we're supposed to lay down our lives. Mm-hmm. If we recognize that we're loved by a creator, right?
Yeah.
That we have value, we are able to be free from needing things from other people. And that's really in a marriage relationship.
Yeah.
If you don't need something from the other person all the time, right? Like if you are okay and you are content and you can look out for that person's best interests and you can love them, but they also are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're both gonna feel fulfilled and you're both,
right.
you're both gonna feel loved. So
yeah.
I think that's such a beautiful,
you know, one of
picture.
The greatest songs ever written on love,
mm-hmm.
right? It sums it up so well.
I never know if you're gonna be serious.
What is love?
Baby.
Baby, don't hurt
don't
me.
Hurt me.
Because love won't hurt you.
It's so true.
But you can be hurt by love when it's all about you. Here's
but that's not real love then,
this
right?
This is a huge thing. I hope people fully understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talked about great expectations. If your expectations on what love is not what real love is, you're mm-hmm. going to be hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can go complain to somebody that somebody hurt you, and it's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking into church settings sometimes and the pastor didn't shake your hand. You're like, that church isn't loving.
Mm-hmm.
And you create this cycle. Like, this is what love is supposed to look like. That's not, mm-hmm. I don't, grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's as mean as I'll be. But like, sometimes we just need to grow up, stop making it about you. You'll never be happy when it's only about you. If you mm-hmm. have if you have kids, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, you're never going to be happy if it's just about you, ever. It's mm-hmm. never going to work, mm-hmm. ever.
Nope.
You're going to be 75 years old. You still might be married, but you're going to be a grump.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be angry.
Miserable.
You have to learn to let go. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to laugh at things. You have to be able to look at things. You have to step out of your situation a little bit. I even relate this a little bit to our church world, our church life. We were, you know, I'm in this thing. People are always trying to make themselves look more important by how they pray, how they do things, how they're trying. And I'm like, look, God doesn't care if you're praying over your food in a majestic way. Like, stop it. It's a show. Like, why do we make this? I can get on a tangent. I'm not going to do that for this episode. Because this is supposed to be a fun episode. And I'm like, lighten up, Francis.
Yeah.
Lighten up, people. Yeah. Like, life is still good. Your surroundings can still be good. You bring that to it. You said, make a happy home. Right. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite people that I see that does this, and I watch a lot of his stuff, and I met him a couple of times, Bob Goff. Mm-hmm. Like, I could never be that guy. Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to know this. I can't be happy all the time. I doubt he is, but he looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Right. But he makes people around him happier. He chooses to do that. That's what we kind of mean by you have to make your situations happier, but you're the one that does it. And so if you're coming into everything grumpy and complaining and you're wondering why the world hates you and you're putting out posts about just sob stories
just
all the time,
vomiting,
maybe it's sadness. You and maybe you need to find joy and maybe you need to step out of yourself a little bit, step out of your situation, look at the world from a different perspective, honestly, from a God perspective, if I can be so bold and see things from a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before. As we wrap up this episode, we've talked about it before. We've talked about the happiest people in life are not the wealthiest. Mm-hmm. They're not the people that have everything going well. Sometimes they're people that have martyred themselves and they have nothing. And it's not based on any of this stuff. It's based on what they've made it, the communication, the level of relationship, the belief system that they have, the cores. You want to make a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
First, you
got to be rooted.
Talk about your belief system.
Yeah.
Like, and don't tell me, oh, I could go forever. Should
Let's
I stop?
Do that in the next
Let's
episode.
Let's do that in the next episode. All right, y'all. Listen. This has been episode who knows. The numbers, we should probably stop saying
the numbers.
Thanks
for being here with us.
Part two of the Make a Happy Home podcast. Yeah. Part two of the Make a Happy Home episode. I don't even know if we still got to the things that made us happy, Sarah.
We'll just keep talking about it.
Okay. Episode three. Part three is coming up. Y'all, thank you for listening to us and bearing with us as we talk through life in public, which is not something we normally do. Sarah Joy, would you let the people know what we would like them to do?
Yeah. Share it. Subscribe. You know, download. Subscribe to our newsletter. All the fun things. Stay in touch. That's what we want you to do. Thanks for joining the conversation.
See ya.